Iraqi intellectuals were persecuted for decades under the Ba'athist regime of Saddam Hussein. Today, at the University of Baghdad, prominent Iraqi thinkers gathered for the first time since the fall of the government. As NPR's John Burnett reports from Baghdad, the debate was open, free, and raucous.
Hundreds of artists, poets, writers, professors, and journalists packed into the College of Education Saturday morning for their first free exchange of ideas in anyone's memory. The stated purpose was to form a committee of intellectuals to discuss and plot the future of Iraqi cultural life, but the meeting quickly broke down into an emotional free-for-all. The convener, a dour archaeology professor in a gray suit, restored order long enough to begin reading a long series of positions. He rejected the American occupation of Iraq, a sentiment seconded by everyone else in the room. He called on the audience to take charge of Iraq's intellectual and political ideas and not to allow the Americans to manipulate the country's future. And he implored Iraqi thieves who stole priceless cultural treasures from Baghdad's National Museum to return them as a gift to Iraqi civilization. But he was unable to finish the first page when a 28-year-old philosophy student named Abdullah jumped on a chair to accuse the outraged chairman of being a toady of the old regime. "We refuse voices of the Ba'ath Party," he yelled. "We want voices of true intellectuals." The lecture hall in which the intellectuals gathered was looted like the rest of Baghdad University. Broken glass littered the floor and light fixtures were missing. But no one seemed to notice as they tearfully embraced friends they had not seen for years. Ali Abdul Amir is a well-known Iraqi opposition journalist who returned only yesterday after 10 years living in exile in Jordan, where he wrote against the regime.
"So complicated to say what's my feeling. Also, I am so glad because I am in my homeland again. I see my friends suffered from many things. Still, I believe that my colleagues inside Iraq, they are the first battlefront against Saddam, not what we are doing outside."
Intellectuals who stayed in Iraq and attempted free speech, even mildly, were dealt with harshly. A history professor showed the scars on his wrists from handcuffs. His crime? To form a cinema club that discussed films not approved by the regime. Adel Kamel is a journalist and artist.
"We could not say the truth, only one side of the truth. Under a dictator, there is always something forbidden. We will never regret the past because we are part of this past. Our duty now is to build a future and create a new generation."
Saturday's fractious reunion was a start. There were conversations about new magazines and newspapers and television programs. Scores of Iraqi journalists eager for work showed up looking for offers. After the shouting in the lecture hall subsided, no one seemed to mind. To hear so many raised voices all at once, unmuzzled, was by itself a triumph, said Ali Dabag, a Baghdad architect.
They all wanted to be heard. No one wanted to hear anything from anyone because they've heard enough. They've kept silent enough. This is the silent majority. They are hungry for just speaking.
Said one journalist with a smile, "When you put something under pressure for so long and it's punctured, it explodes. It'll quiet down soon enough. But now," he said, "it's good noise." John Burnett, NPR News, Baghdad.